Thank you, Alan. We cannot get away from the topical subjects this week. Details are out of this year's City Centre fireworks display on Friday the 3rd of November. Then we are told that not only is there to be an ice rink for the Christmas period in the Castle Gardens, but also that Jarrold's has already launched its Christmas display window. This even though it's only October.
A major city firework display planned for this year's November celebrations will be bigger than ever, organisers have said. This is the fifth year Norwich City Council has organised a fireworks display to celebrate Guy Fawkes Night, with this year's display taking place at 7:30pm on Friday, the 3rd of November. Since its conception, the free display has grown in both scale and popularity. Last year, 10,000 spectators gathered outside City Hall to watch the show, with tens of thousands more watching from various vantage points across the city. For the full audio-visual experience outside the front of City Hall, we'll once again offer the prime location. The display has been designed to bang and sparkle in time with the beat of the music that will be playing from the venue, enhancing the viewing experience. The fireworks will be fired from beside Norwich Castle and will be viewable from all over the city.
The Norwich Ice Rink will be back in Castle Mall Gardens this December for all to enjoy. The Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News rink is made from real ice, which promises a smooth, traditional skating experience. Snowy Joey, the 50-foot snowman bouncy castle, will also be making a return over the festive period as an extra treat for little ones. This year, the rink will open on Friday, December the 15th, and run until Sunday, January the 7th, closing only on Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and New Year's Day. Booking in advance not only guarantees a fun day out for the family, but will give advance buyers 10% off their ticket price. Tickets can be bought on the day from the Ticket Hut on Castle Mall Gardens at £12 per adult and £8 for children and concessions. This year's rink is sponsored by the Sleeping Beauty pantomime at Norwich Theatre Royal.
Jarrold brought Christmas to Norwich early on Friday, October the 21st, as they unveiled the toy window. A snow machine was set up to add a little winter magic, while staff members dressed as elves and handed out balloons to celebrate the occasion. If this display wasn't enough to please fans of the festive season, Christmas lights have already begun to be hung around the city centre ahead of the big switch-on on November the 16th.
A large and enthusiastic audience at the Salvation Army Citadel in Norwich enjoyed a last night of the proms evening to raise £2,500 for the work of YMCA Norfolk. They were entertained with classical music from the East of England Co-op Band, David Taylor on the euphonium and Bethany Grimshaw on vocals. Fundraising manager Susie Knight said, "Every night we provide a safe home and support for over 260 homeless young people. Last year we received applications from almost 600 young people for support and accommodation and were able to provide 210 young people with a positive move into independent living. Our challenge is to fill this gap and reach more young people this and next year."
They were attracted to Norwich in the 1970s to entertain hordes of music lovers with their anarchy. And 40 years later, icons from the punk era will be returning to the city in the form of photos for a special showcase. The Punk Plus exhibition in the Norwich Lanes will display 20 pictures taken by Sheila Rock from 1976 to 1977 when she was in her 20s. Stars featured include Johnny Rotten, lead singer of the Sex Pistols, Debbie Harry, lead singer of Blondie, The Clash, Susie Sue, lead singer of the Susie and the Banshees, and English model and actress Jordan, who worked with Vivian Westwood. The free exhibition is running from November the 10th until November the 25th at the Gallery on St Giles Street. Now, Margaret Thompson is here with her What's On feature.